I appreciate the opportunity to get to be here. And I don't take it lightly, and I count it an honor just to be here. The one thing I'd never had the promise of my entire life was another day. And even through everything that I went through to get to where I am now, I wouldn't take back any of it. For out of it, God has performed a miracle.
Amen.
And that's why I'm still here. My name is Jared, and I am a delivered drug addict. I want to read one verse to you before I begin. It's in Galatians in the 5th chapter. And it opens up in the first verse, and it says this: "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." My story begins when I was about 15 years old. I grew up in a good home, grew up with parents that loved me, took care of me, did everything that I ever needed. And I grew up playing sports. They had me active doing music. You know, they were doing the best they could. And, you know, a common thing parents try to do is if you keep your kids busy enough, hopefully they won't get in trouble. So I grew up and I was a very busy kid. Well, it came to the point where I was going to try out to continue playing basketball in middle school. I didn't make it. And everybody that I grew up playing basketball with, all the people that I'd grown up and had friends with, everybody that I'd ever known, turn their back on me. And I don't know about you, but if you speak to the young people that are going through things today, when they're left and rejected like that, they are open for the enemy to come after them. And I found myself in a place where I was willing to listen to anything that would make me feel accepted. And out of that, the bad decisions of my life began. And for the end of middle school, all the way throughout my high school life, I was heavily addicted to anything that was put in front of me. And even into the first couple years of college, I struggled. And it finally got to the point where I could hide no longer. I couldn't tell enough tales to get people to believe that I was still okay. And the woman that had put up with me through all of that, I'd finally severed my ties with that. I'd finally flunked a semester of school and was out. I couldn't find anywhere to work. I went around trying to play rock music, whatever I could find to do to pay me some money to fund my habits, and I found myself eventually without anything. And even the people I ran with finally found no pleasure in me and had nothing to do with me. And I finally reached a place where if anybody would just give me a couch to lay on, then I was satisfied. This was the person that I was when God found me. This was the kind of heart that I had when God found me. I didn't have any hope in my personal life. I had given myself up to die. And oftentimes I would do more than I knew I should have done in hopes that another day would not come. This was the kind of hopelessness that was upon me. But then the prayers of people, this is important, the prayers of people, my family, my estranged fiance that I'd pushed to the side, her family, the church I was going to, decided rather than throwing me away like I'd been thrown away in the past by others, they decided they were going to take a stand for me. They didn't know where I was or what I was doing, but the one thing they understood was the power in prayer. There was a night that came when I knew that I had done enough to die, and I began to feel my heart begin to palpitate from within me, and I began to be afraid. And I remember the last words that I said to myself that night is, "God, if you'll give me one more chance, I'll go." I don't remember much else after that. But I do remember waking up the next day, and everybody started talking about what we were going to do later that night, and I had no interest. Something had begun to change. And then out of nowhere, after months and months of me denying everyone and everything, I picked up the phone and called the only person I knew who would maybe answer it. And I called the person I broke up with, broke off our marriage engagement, and said, "Will you please just give me a church somewhere? I'm ready for a difference." And in the days and weeks ahead of that time, God brought me out of the pit that I was in. He took me from a person that was worthless, that had been rejected. I feel His presence in here. Where I had been rejected and thrown away. And He dusted off all my mistakes from me. And He took all my sin and cast it into the sea of forgetfulness.
Amen.
And the first thing I felt before deliverance came in my life was His love. The first thing I had to realize was that He loved me, that He cared about me and was concerned about me. Even as far as I had strayed, He still loved me. When I learned and realized this love, day by day I began to fight for my life. Every single time the desire within me came to turn back, something within me reminded me that I'm loved, and it caused me to say no. Days went into weeks, and weeks went into months, and after about 6 or 8 weeks' time, I received the full-blown baptism of the Holy Ghost, giving up every single thing that I ever wanted to touch or desire. And from that day forward, I have been a different man. I went from someone that you would have never even let on the stage to somebody that God has lifted up to be able to preach His word. Am I worthy by the things I did to do this? No way. Am I worthy to get up in front of anybody and tell them how to live their life? No way. It's a personal relationship with God. You've got to decide for yourself if you want to fight for your life. And if there is somebody taking a stand for you, you will surely feel God speak to you. Friends, if you're standing in the gap for somebody tonight, I want to remind you that prayer does change things. Whether you have a few or a great lot of people, if you're taking a stand, God's going out where you can't even reach and making a difference. They had not heard from me, seen me, knew if I was even alive, but yet still believed by faith in the things that were not as though they were going to be. And God delivered me, and from that day on, I went from being 8 years of addiction to now I'm coming up on 8 years of deliverance. Never have I been stronger. Never have I been greater in the Lord because He strengthens me daily. Is the battle always easy? I'm here to tell you that it's not. There's plenty of reasons that you could build up in you to say that it's worth going back to. Whatever that is for you. The comforts of what you have found yourself in when you were away from God. There can be nothing that causes us to turn if we know that we're loved. If you have the love of God in you, then there's no fear that can come on you to cause you to turn another way. If you truly believe that you are free, then the Bible says to walk in the liberty that has been given to you. I have not made it 8 years because I hope that I'll make it tomorrow. But I'm walking in liberty that was not even mine to deserve. I'm walking in freedom tonight that has been given to me by Jesus Christ. Through no other way could I be free except through Christ. I walked through the door that He gave me. And on the other side of that door was freedom. On the other side of that door was joy. I began to love people again. When you get rejected enough, that love within you, that natural love begins to be small. But if you'll let God heal you, you'll be able to love again. And I'm able to love people greater than I even love me. And that desire within me brings me to places like this. To not be ashamed of who I was. To not be ashamed of my mistakes. But as Paul did, use them as part of his cause and reason of who he is. I'm here today not because of my bondage. I'm here today because of my deliverance. And out of that bondage, it reminds me to walk in the freedom that God has given me. Friends, whatever that bondage is for you, you need to celebrate that you are free. Whatever that is that's holding you every day, you must walk in the liberty that you are free to shake those shackles off of you. Paul said that he had to die daily to shake off the daily hindrances that would cause him to turn from God. And the way that we do that was opened up in the Word of God that we're made overcomers by what? The blood of the Lamb and the Word of what we've been through. I say if there's any single person that you can get to come to this program, that you keep the doors open. Because there's a reason to celebrate what God has done. There's a reason to go forward. There's a reason to show people that He is alive in you. Because unfortunately tonight, friends, there's people that are still in bondage. There are teenagers out there that feel rejected and unloved. There's people out there that are on the brink of success, but the enemy wants to destroy them. And it is up to us as those who walk in liberty to show people a better way of life. What better way to do that? To walk like you're free. I am not like I was. So I'm not going to have a conversation with you like the person I was. I am delivered. And I'm only going to talk to you about being delivered. If you want to know about how to change your life, walk in the liberty that God has given you. If you want to know just how victorious that you are, walk in the liberty that God has given you. For He who the Son has set free, glory to God, He is free indeed. I am free tonight. I'm no longer in my bondage, but tonight I celebrate my deliverance. When I have children one day, I'm not going to hide from them the things that I went through, because the wickedness that they'll go through will be far greater than what we've ever known today. If God tarries His coming, there's going to have to be a generation that will walk in the liberty. I'm here to tell you, friend, that walking in liberty is going to cost you something, but if you'll pay the price, you'll walk as blessed. You'll walk in the favor of God. You'll walk and know that no weapon formed against you will prosper. Yeah, you'll have aches and pains. Yeah, you'll get afraid from time to time. But if at the end of the day you realize and know that you're free, there's nothing that the devil can tell you that will cause you to walk otherwise. Like we sang tonight, every step that you take is a step of faith. Even when you can't see what's in front of you, by the liberty you have,
yes,
you still walk on. Are you free tonight? Can you thank Him that you are free? When tomorrow comes and the enemy comes to discourage you, this is what I feel led to leave with you tonight. Walk in the liberty and be not turned away from liberty. Know that today you are free. When you feel His anointing, you are free. But even when you feel discouraged, you are still free. The difference between when you're discouraged and encouraged is how much of God you're using to keep a balance in your life. Daily prayer establishes balance. Daily denial of self from things that bring you pleasure will cause a balance to come back to order. The Word of God was to establish you, to make you perfect, and by the fellowship of company, to keep you encouraged. Let's not be a generation that rejects people for who they are and what they've done. But let's embrace them in spite of what they've done and say, come and be free. Because through Christ, you can be. We often feel like we are without power. But even when your feelings fail you and friends fail you and your job fails you and says you're laid off, even when your closest companion doesn't come to encourage you, do you know that you are still free? That's powerful tonight. I'm excited to know I'm free. When people come against me, I'm still free. There's things that come up all the time in my workplace, but even when it gets hard, I'm still in liberty. There is nothing the devil can do that can steal my freedom. If you have ever accepted salvation, there is freedom for you. Stand in the liberty God has given you. If you have ever felt a tear come down your face, you are free to cry as much as you want. If you have ever stood and shouted for the Lord and felt blessed from it, you have liberty to stand and shout. If you have ever testified of the goodness of God, when the devil tells you to keep your mouth shut, you stand in the liberty and testify anyway. If you feel like that everything that is around you is going wrong, the Bible said, stand ye therefore. When you've done all that you can, to stand nonetheless. Why? Because even when you're just standing, you're standing on something that is bigger than you are. Amen. You're on a foundation that fights battles you don't even know are happening before you. Amen. we don't walk as a blessed people because we just don't realize how free that we really are. Amen. You have the ability to shake off daily discouragements.
Yes. Amen.
And those little foxes come to spoil your vine. There are many people that relapse, not because somebody's holding the substance right in front of their face, but when they get discouraged in the day, then it causes them to turn back unto the previous comfort. But we, as those who walk in liberty, must show people a better way. Because to teach someone is to cause them to be like Christ, to be made perfect, to grow them up and mature them. When people ask me the honest truth, when I feel the Spirit, I tell them exactly what's on my heart and nothing less, because I have the freedom to do that. If God has given you the chance just to talk to somebody that's in trouble, you better give them the time they deserve. You better give them the love they deserve, because you might be the only one that can reach them. There are people that you can reach that I cannot reach. But if we obey God together, we're going to reach out in this community. We have a ministry, it's called Heart of Grace Ministries. We used to be just a singing family, and then when God performed a miracle in my life, He put a fire in me to do something more. I wasn't a writer. I didn't even write that well in school. In fact, a couple of grades, I had problems even reading for that matter. But He has given me the ability to write. He's given me the ability to write books for people that they can read and use as daily devotionals. He has given me the ability to read and study the Word that had grown me up and helped me along my way. But it all started just realizing that I was free. I went from being a back pew dweller, the silent guy, to being someone that's just looking for a chance to tell somebody about what God has done. If you ever open the door, you better watch out, because I'm coming. And I'm going to tell you the same old story, because it never gets old to me. Every single time I ever recall what God has done for me, it makes me feel even more free than I did yesterday. It gives me a greater strength than I had what was behind me. I walk today and push the enemy back instead of settling for him to toy with me in my domain. And I say this domain is free because Jesus Christ has made it free. Therefore, when I go forth, I'm not just waiting for the enemy to come. I'm going after him. I'm telling him, enough is enough with you corrupting our community with drugs and alcohol. Enough is enough that we sit silent and not tell people of the things that God has done. If you want to look down on me and think less of me because of what you've heard, that's your prerogative. But I want you to know that I've never felt freer in the Holy Ghost when I proclaim what God has done. And if people really knew the pain that you've been through in your life, then they would know that God had to be real. If they only knew. So don't ever let people make you feel burnt out on what you got. It's still worth something. It's been sometimes the only thing that I could go back to. When everything, I'm bringing emphasis to this, when everything takes the appearance that it's going wrong. This is not a direct bearing necessarily on who you are. But sometimes the tests of life bring us to a realization of how much that God is with us. From the beginning, the Alpha, and to the end, the Omega. Why would He be the God of the end? Because He wants to be there with you when you come through it.
Amen.
He was
Amen.
Not only the God of my deliverance, Alpha, but He's the Omega. For what is to come.
Amen.
Walk in your liberty. Don't be moved when the enemy comes to discourage. And when he moves in others to provoke you, you hold your peace and let God move in the battle. Don't let the things that would cause us to lean on previous comforts take us away from the liberty that God wants us to have every day. Some people treat their salvation like a garment. I wear it one day, but then when it gets dirty and worn out, I put it down until I go and make the effort to clean it up and to be free again. God did not want us to walk in this kind of manner, to only call on Him in distress. But He wants us to know how free we are, that when we enter into a problem, that we know who we trust in first. For He said, if you would seek the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness first, that everything else that is of concern to you, that he'll build you up in it. Does that mean he's going to give me $100 if I hold my peace? I don't know. I don't know what that is for you. There's been times where I was complaining about something, and when I prayed, he just gave me peace. I didn't get it paid. He just gave me peace. Sometimes it's exactly what we need to know, that whether we have a lot or a little, that God will move.
Amen.
He took me from just being somebody that was not bound to be successful and brought me back to college, and I graduated at one of the top in my field, and he put me in a job that I didn't see that I was going to get. He's elevated me over the past 5 years. He gave me the privilege of being able to travel into other countries and to work with other people in my field. It has been an honor and a privilege. I've got to see sights that I never thought this old country boy would ever get to see. Actually getting to walk into the Vatican in Rome and seeing all the beauty that they built up. You know what I was thinking about when I was walking through there? Seeing all the honor that they gave to all the popes and priests. I was thinking to myself, how much more beautiful is the temple that God has built inside of me? How much more beautiful is that which he has done in my life? There's no stone, no formation, no gold or silver that is greater than the love of God that he's done for you. So yeah, go travel and see great things, but no, there's nothing greater than what you've already got. When you're seeking the material things only, you realize that your life's pursuit is overtaking your desire for the will of God. We must learn to seek him daily to keep our freedom realized. We're only here tonight because we're here by the freedom of our country, by its constitution, or what's left of it, with the freedom to come and worship. We don't just come in here and wonder, I wonder if we're free today, but we come in knowing that we have been given the right to come and worship freely as we choose. God wants you to realize that freedom for your everyday life.
Amen.
You are free tomorrow.
I
feel the Holy Ghost tonight. You are free tomorrow. You are free a week from now. You are free. You need to tell people that if they only realized just how free they were and believe in themselves, then they wouldn't walk back in the same form that they used to be. A lot of relapse could be prevented if we would bring the comfort of God unto those that are in our midst. What does that mean? I'm going to translate that for you. That means obeying God every single time you come to church. That means being free in him every single time you come to church. We've got a lot of places. We've got all kinds of churches you can go to. I believe we finally broke triple digits in the number of churches you can attend just in this town. But yet we still only seem to be just a little bit effective in making a difference. And God brought me here tonight to remind you that before you go to do anything, to go and make a difference for anybody, realize your freedom.
Amen.
And it'll cause you to be a different kind of person. I could run into somebody I used to roll with tomorrow. You know what I would tell them? I wouldn't recall all the good times and all the silly things that we did. In fact, the Bible says, glory not in those things. You know what I would tell them? Just how free I am.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
You've got to realize how free you are in God. Walk in that liberty.
Yes.
And when you do, the enemy won't have as strong of hold on you. And you'll go from just waiting for the next wolf to come in your farm, your territory, but you'll be looking for it.
Right.
Instead of your prayer being, God, give me the strength to get through this, it'll be, God, give me the strength to help someone else. Because your daily battle is not for others, it's for you. And by the strength you get with the relationship with God, you can be instant, in season, and out of season. Are the words that you would minister as freely on your lips as when you'd say hello? Go ahead, say hello.
Hello.
Is your testimony just as free in your thoughts as your complaints are to what you don't have?
Right.
Is your salvation just as easy to come forth out of you as your complaints? If our complaints are greater than our prayer life, we're not realizing our freedom. Jesus had the greatest of reasons to give up. The greatest reasons to say this is too hard. But out of his innocence brought our freedom. This freedom was paid for with a great price.
Yes, amen.
And it will stand with you because it was given in innocence. Every day that you live, walk like you're free. Talk like you're free. Live and make decisions knowing that you are free. Let the Spirit guide you to the will of God and realize the liberty that you have. The Bible even goes to talk about those who would be bold enough. He said, you have the power to tread upon serpents, scorpions. It was a figurative representation to how much authority you have over your life. Inner demons, you can beat those things. Inner depression, you can kick that thing out. Inner struggle, inner fear, you can get those things out of your domain. By only freedom, you can do this. Even before you ever begin to praise Him and feel His anointing, the devil cannot stay. For it says, in the name of Jesus, he's under it. Where Jesus is, he cannot dwell. Where Jesus is, he cannot stay. You walk in that freedom, and you come back and tell me if things don't begin to turn around for you. Don't walk in it one day, forget the next 6 days, and come back and say it wasn't effective. But you try it out on a daily schedule and see just how free you can be. I take every opportunity God gives me seriously because I know it's not by chance I'm here, nor is it by chance you're here. And if you've ever needed anybody to encourage you in the basics, tonight's the night. You've got to know that you're free before you can even begin to love yourself again. Because when you know that you're free from your previous sin, you realize the love that God had for you when no one else did. Amen. And before I could even receive love from others, I had to receive from God. And by doing that, brother, I'm free. Do you ever wonder if you'll fall back into the things you used to do? There are moments in the darkest days when that thought crosses my path. But every time it does, Brother Ray, something in me says, but you're free.
Amen.
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 But you're free.
Amen.
I'm not going to go back and put shackles on. God loved me enough to break.
Amen.
I'm not going to go back and be the person that everybody said shouldn't obey God because of all that He's done. Those shackles are already broken. I'm not going to be the guy that's bashful and shy, that's going to keep the good things that God has done because He's already made it free for me tonight. I'm here walking in the freedom of the Lord. Every mile that I drive down the road is in the freedom of the Lord. Every thought of encouragement I give anybody is in the freedom of the Lord. I walk in freedom and not in fear because I know that what He has made free for me is free for me to have, to walk in, to use, and to live by. Walk like you're free, and God will make the difference for you.